The surprise political hit of the Czech general election campaign so far, the Public Affairs Party, has come under the spotlight for another reason, that its high poll ratings. Media attention has focused on the party's newly launched street patrols and its populist stance on law and order. Chris Johnstone reports.
Chcete skoncovat s politickými dinosaury? Volte věci veřejné.
That message that it is ridding Czech politics of its dinosaur parties is one that Věci veřejné, or the Public Affairs Party, has successfully sold so far in the campaign for elections to the lower house of parliament. The party looks certain to get into parliament, and its leader, Radek Jon, was picked in one poll as the country's most popular politician. But the party came under media scrutiny on Wednesday for another reason: its use of what appear to be vigilante-style uniform patrols in some parts of Prague. Patrol members wear iridescent vests with the VV slogan prominently displayed. The existence of such patrols has not been lost on the leader of the recently banned far-right Workers' Party, Tomáš Vandas. He has declared that he sees no reason why it should not resurrect its provocative, militia-style patrols of Czech towns. And some of the public comments of public affairs leadership have also been seized upon. In one blog, party deputy leader and head of the party election list in the Pilsen region, Jaroslav Škárka, accuses Roma of seeking asylum in Canada while claiming benefits in the Czech Republic. Miroslav Mareš is an expert on extremism at Brno's Masaryk University. He says that while the Public Affairs Party does not have the historical trappings of the Workers' Party, it is seeking to draw on some of the same prejudices and fears.
I think it's a new kind of party and a new kind of this modern populism. It is without connection to some historical models of totalitarianism or fascism as the Workers' Party, which was banned in February. However, I think that Věci veřejné, this is a modern populist protest party, which used this xenophobic prejudice of Czech population, and partially it used also the fear of crime. And I think it's a important topic for electoral campaign, this new kind of vigilantism.
The party's election platform includes the rejection of positive discrimination, forced removal of those with chronic rent arrears or regarded as social misfits, increased police patrols in problem areas, and a crackdown on abuse of social payments and employment of foreigners. Public Affairs' leader, Mr. Jon, says the patrols are in no way vigilante actions.
We sent onto the streets social intervention patrols. They are not security patrols that replace the police. These are volunteers who are there to advise citizens who currently have problems, who are, for example, homeless, and give advice to those who have dropped out of society on how to get back in.
Mr. Jon says the patrols are needed because many ordinary Czechs are often afraid to take their problems to the proper authorities. How long they will continue depends on the volunteers themselves.